Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning again. This is Pastor John McIntosh of Kansas City Christian Faith Center. And let me welcome you all to our radio broadcast. And we are teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. The meaning and the importance of faith. So if you have your Bible, please open up to Hebrews 11. That's Hebrews chapter 11. And we will read verse number 6. And that is the verse that we have been using for our foundational scripture for this particular teaching. So if you have found that, I will read and you follow along. And I will be reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. And it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." So God rewards those who diligently seek him. Now the opposite of that is, he will not reward those who do not diligently seek him. You are going to have to be willing to go all the way with God to receive his rewards. Now please go quickly to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And go to verse number 15. You haven't? Let's read. It says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So the scripture tells us to be diligent to present yourselves approved to God. Again, God wants you to be diligent with his word. And then guess what? You will get rewarded for your obedience. Now please go to 1 Timothy chapter 12. 1 Timothy chapter 12. That'd be 1 Timothy chapter 6, and it's going to be verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. And we're just going to read the first part of that verse, and it says, "Fight the good fight of faith." Fight the good fight of faith. When you are involved in a physical altercation or fight, depending on how you flare in that altercation, depends if it's a good fight or not. We are told to fight the good fight of faith. That is the only fight that we are told to fight, and that is a fight of faith. Because we have already won this battle through what Jesus Christ done for us on the cross. Now go to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. And we're going to read verse number 18. And it says, "I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. and I have the keys to Hades and death. Amen. So we see Jesus is telling us he was dead, but now he is alive forevermore. And we have that same covenant promise with him that we will have everlasting life also through him. Now, the word Hades in this particular scripture, it means unseen or the unseen world. So Jesus had the keys to the unseen world and the keys to death. You're going to have to stand on the word of God to receive his rewards. One thing you cannot do is to compare your level of faith and victory in your life with other people's, particularly with me, the pastor, and First Lady Dr. Michelle, or any other person, as a matter of fact. We started out with no faith and worked our way up to where we are now by standing on God's word. You will get to our level and beyond if you just continue to stand. God has all knowledge about every man. Now think with me for a moment. Why would God waste any of your time, his time, and resources trying to prove something about you that his omniscience would not already know? But there are two people who do not know. Satan is one, and you are the other. Now, think with me for a moment. You really don't know what you can take and what you can stand on and where you really are with your faith until the chips are really down. When everything is going right for you, sure, it's easy to say, praise the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. But can you praise him and give him glory when the doctor says you are terminally ill and there is nothing more we can do for you medically? Where is the hallelujah, glory to God, praise the Lord then? The devil, Satan, does not know that you do not know. So what he would do is pressure you to such a point that you break. Break with the word of God and get caught up in the situation rather than the victory over it. Now, the interesting thing about this, Satan must have an open door. Satan must have an open door to get into you. The devil needs a doorway open for him to get in. Just like that fly that flew into your house unexpectedly, when you open the door to let yourself in, without that open door, Satan cannot attempt to put anything on you. If he could, he would put cancer on every person in the world. He has no right to do anything to you except what you allow him to do. Now, let me repeat that. Satan has no right or authority to do anything to you except what you allow him to do. Otherwise, he would kill every one of us. Remember, the scripture tells us, the thief does not come except to kill, to steal, and destroy. Satan is our enemy, and you are his enemy, and in a fight, you attempt to destroy your enemy. You must always wonder why Satan has not killed every Christian. He cannot without your cooperation and help. Whether you know it or not, you can help the enemy by consent of ignorance. By being ignorant of certain things, you end up giving Satan comfort. I always used to use my mother in the faith, Dr. Betty, to give you an example of consent of ignorance. In 1991, Dr. Betty was diagnosed with a cancerous tumor that was inoperative. Everyone at first was in shock, then angry, How could this happen to such a woman of God, filled with the Spirit and with no vices? Well, there were some things in the physical realm and her diet in terms of eating that opened a door for Satan to enter and attacked her physical body. Dr. Betty, being from the South, she ate and cooked that good Southern food every day and drank anywhere from 6 to 9 cups of coffee a day, and never drinking any water. Water is the main liquid we need to assist our bodies for the proper function, nourishment, and cleansing of our system. Because of Dr. Betty's consent of ignorance in this area, from a physical standpoint, it gave the enemy, Satan, the opportunity to come in against her. But the good news is, Dr. Betty never wavered on her faith. She knew what the word said about her situation, and after praying about the situation by faith and thanking the Father for a complete healing and victory, she stood on the word. Now go with me, please, to Romans chapter 8. That's Romans chapter 8. Now remember, Dr. Betty has been a Christian for years, so she was able to stand on the word. So when you found Romans 8, please go to verse number 34 and to 39. And I will read. And it says, "But who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Verse 38, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created things shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord." Amen. Now remember, Dr. Betty did not just start walking in faith. She has been living Romans 1:17, where it tells us the just shall live by faith, for years. So when Satan attacked her, her faith arsenal was ready for action. Amen. So she just didn't begin. She had built up her faith in the Word of God that she was able to stand against this attack in her body. Now go, please. You're there in Revelation. Go to Revelation 12. Revelation 12. And we'll read verse number 11. And it says, "And they overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus the Christ, and by the word of their testimony," Dr. Betty. "And they did not love their lives to the death." So we see here, Dr. Betty overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and by the word of her testimony. Remember, the scripture tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So when you know the word of God, you're going to speak life to your life. And that's what Dr. Betty did. But because of her consent of ignorance, some things she didn't understand in the natural, some things that she was not doing in the natural, it allowed Satan to come in and to attack her physical body. But because of her consent of ignorance, Satan was given a door. or entrance into her body that tried to kill her. That is why, as Christians, we should be just as knowledgeable with the natural information as well as the spiritual information. They go hand in hand. If you do not know some things, then ask God. He will give you wisdom and understanding for all situations. Amen? Now, I just want to say something right now. I'm going to make a declaration. I declare by the authority given to me that everyone on this call will live by faith, and no demon in hell will by no means harm you or stop you from living victorious in every area of your lives. And after all you have done, you will stand on God's word. This I covenant with you, with all the blessings and love of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So the devil does not know what you are going to do. That is why the temptations, the trials, and the tests come. The devil thinks he is destroying you. And of course, he will if you do not know how faith works. But if you learn how faith works, amen, then the temptations, the trials, and tests will give you the opportunity to find out where you are in your faith. It is God's desire that you use your faith to overcome every temptation, trial, and test that comes against you. When you overcome something, you get stronger, or you should get stronger. You have to understand how I said that. I am not talking about the lie that has been promulgated by some that God puts sickness, disease, and other infirmities on you to make you stronger or a better person. He does not do that. In fact, all you have to do is obey His word, and you will never have to learn anything by trials and tribulations. Now, please go with me, please, to 2 Peter chapter 1. That's 2 Peter chapter 1. Okay, we're going to begin reading from verse 1. And it says, Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, now if is the primary word there, for if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sin. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so and interest will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we see here in this verse that if you do certain things, or if you have obtained certain things that God tells us to add to our faith to, then he says you will never stumble. So I also believe also that if you have these traits, that then the trials, tests, and temptations, you'll be able to overcome them and stand against them also. Amen? So we just have to learn how to stand on the Word of God. God only puts victories on his children. God only puts victories on his children. God is not putting anything on you but victory. Now go to 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. And we will read verse number 17. And it says, "Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." Now, let me give you some revelation that you might not know. In this verse, the Greek word for immortal comes from the word anthos. Now, that's the way I pronounce it. It's spelled A-P-H-T-H-A-R-T-O-S. And that's a Greek word which means undecaying and not corruptible. So that lie about God putting things on us disproves it in this scripture, because if God is undecaying and not corruptible, then how can he put something on you that he doesn't have? God does not have sickness or disease. That's not in his DNA. Amen. Most of the time you learn the lesson the hard way through hardship, because your head is hard and your behind is soft. You have only two ways to learn: listen to your teacher and learn by his wisdom, or find out the hard way. Either way, you're going to learn. It is guaranteed. Now think with me for a moment. Experience is not the best teacher. What? What do you mean by that, Pastor? Just like I said, experience is not the best teacher. But if you do not listen to someone, sometime, somewhere, and some way, you will learn by experience. And let me give you the quick example. You don't have to, if somebody tells you not to drink, well, you don't have to go out and get drunk, get behind the wheel of a vehicle, and go out and have a crash and possibly kill yourself, or, God forbid, someone else, saying that you wanted to experience drinking, when you can get it from somebody, the wisdom from somebody, and say, drinking is bad for you. It will cause you to do harm to others. Instead of taking that wisdom, you want to go by experience. And this, in this case, experience is not the best situation for you in this particular situation. That is not the best way to learn. Learn by listening to someone else. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Now go back, all you have to do, and study Israel. The only time they ever had to make a sacrifice was when they messed up. If they had been obedient to God's word, then they would not have had to make a sacrifice. Let me tell you what sacrifice is. Sacrifice is that which obedience would have prevented. Now let me repeat that. Sacrifice is that which obedience would have prevented. Amen. Remember, Satan will use the temptations, trials, and tests to destroy you, and God will allow him to. But God has given us the way out. Turn to Corinthians 10. Corinthians 10. And we will read verse number 13. And it says, "No temptation has overcome you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, you will also make the way escape, that you may be able to bear it." So God has given you a way of escape to get rid or to escape from any trial, temptation that Satan might want to put on you. That verse clearly lets us know that it is not God who brings temptations, trials, and tests. God is the one who has given us a way to escape, not a way to be captured by Satan. The dragon of old, called Satan, is the one trying to put the temptations, trials, and tests on you. Timothy says, "No temptation has overcome you except such that is common to man." And you know what? I'm just about out of time. But please return to us next week where we continue our teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. Until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. "For we walk by faith, not by sight." God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.